Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Joining us right now, Representative Mike Rogers, former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee and also a former special agent with the FBI out of the Chicago office, and now a big star over there on CNN with your own weekly series. Good to have you, Congressman Rogers.
Thank you, sir. It's good to be here, Lisa.
Well, you just heard it. We understand that Director Comey chose to not bring any criminal charges or recommend criminal charges for the Justice Department. He said that no reasonable prosecutor would bring that case. However, a devastating, if not criminal indictment, a devastating political indictment against every single claim that Hillary Clinton made about this email server. So what's next from your perspective, Congressman Rogers?
Well, I mean, first of all, I do think the Judiciary Committee needs to understand, and I wouldn't go after his decision necessarily, leave that to the FBI director. But if there is some reason that dealing with sophisticated adversaries likely getting access to this information, using an unclassified email system in countries where we have sophisticated actors who likely had access to our material, he basically said that as well, doesn't rise to this level of gross negligence, then Congress better get in there and change the law. Because you will have violations rampant if this is the new standard. I worry a couple of things. A, I think he, trying to walk both sides of this line, gave the FBI a black eye, and it's the one institution Americans still believe in out there, number one. And number two, he may have inadvertently put pressure on prosecutors to change the standard of what rises to the level of gross negligence. And again, they don't have to really prove intent. There's also a lower misdemeanor statute that people like General Petraeus were charged with, that this clearly would fall into that, but they just took that off the table. So, this is a very, very different standard. Unfortunately, I think the FBI director, by trying to do both, be for both teams in this, made a serious mistake. It's not really what I want my FBI director to do. I want him to call the shots as they see them. Let the Attorney General make the decision if she would prosecute or not.
Do you think, what kind of, you'd mentioned, and so did the FBI director, about the fact that, classified information could have easily been compromised from bad actors. What kind of information do you think could have been compromised?
Well, whatever she was talking of. So, they call it traveling electronically naked. You go to certain countries in the world, you do not want to use any device that would be tied back to your daily use back in the States. Russia, China, places like that, where, trust me, their intelligence services, their military services are penetrating everything. So personal devices for business, government folks for certain. So if she has a device that she's using, a BlackBerry, for as an example, and sending emails about anything from those countries, and it sounds to me like he was chastising her for using her email, that she, the same one that she would use every day back here, trust me, they're going to get access to that.
What happens to?
And by the way, in addition, he also said that the people that she was communicating to were penetrated,
yeah,
which means all, it's not necessarily a one-sided deal for that. If they can get in there, they're definitely going to get into where she was. And again, how that doesn't rise to the statute of gross negligence when he said a person of her position should have known is a head-scratcher to me.
Mike Rogers was the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee for several years, and in that role, you dealt with the agents in the field. You were an FBI agent yourself. What does this do to morale, not just with those in the intelligence field, but also FBI agents who we have heard over the last several months have been livid with the political way this case has been handled?
Oh, absolutely. This does not set well with the average agent who's out there trying to uphold the law for the United States. And in the intelligence business, they're apoplectic. Does it mean all of the precautions of which they can be held at a very high standard for mishandling information? Mainly because, you know, there were at least, I had not seen any emails to this fact, but they had said that there were special access programs, or called SAP programs, which are the most sensitive, very highly restricted, very few people get them, that were discussed in this unclassified system. And when the intelligence community hears things like that, they are going to just about lose their minds, because in that information, in some ways, in some cases, that information can disclose its origin. And they call it sources and methods. And if a good intelligence officer, maybe a stumbling around political appointee at the State Department can't tell the difference, but a trained intelligence officer can narrow down where that information came from, and it could lead to death, or it could lead to an end of an operation that's taken years to put together. That's what's so concerning about this, and the casual nature of which they dismiss, well, it was extremely careless. Careless. You may, in fact, have disclosed information where we lost access to information in a way we didn't before, and or put someone's life in danger. That, to me, is beyond careless.
Well, and talking about some of these, you know, potentially disgruntled FBI agents, do you think we'll see leaks forthcoming?
I think at a certain point in time, we'll tell that there'll be, you know, it'll be like a calendar on a hot summer day. There are going to be a lot of holes in this. There are going to be people who are going to come out and start talking about it because of their frustration level. And listen, I was an FBI agent in Chicago during the Dan Rostenkowski investigation. I don't know if you remember all that. But there were the frustration I saw on the public integrity squad that was doing these investigations. They were just absolutely going nuts because the Department of Justice were making decisions that you could probably argue weren't overtly influencing that investigation, but it certainly was causing trouble for the agents to do their work. Clearly, I believe that happened. And so I saw what happens with the Clinton investigation. FBI agents know that story well. I have a feeling that FBI agents who were in this, who had a very strong difference of opinion, will find a way to have that position known out there in public.
Really fast, Congressman Rogers, Hillary Clinton, she's off the hook for now. She's going to be the nominee. She might even be the next president. What about everyone else? Cheryl Mills, Huma Abedin, all of the other people who participated in this. Should they lose their security clearance? Should they be precluded from holding government jobs because of their behavior? And who makes that decision?
Well, you can have a government job. You just can't have a clearance if you're not charged with a criminal activity. So
yeah, but kind of hard to be the chief of staff.
What happens to a normal person, you know, Larry, is that you would, in a case like this, you would clearly go through the administrative process. And I cannot imagine someone who did all of this by overtly planning a system to circumvent the security protocols, you could get a security clearance. So in my mind, it would be some prohibition of security clearance for either a number of years.
And the administrative process is at the State Department or at the office of...
Well, in this case, it would be at the State Department.
Yeah. Okay.
So you could conceivably have someone who cannot qualify for a security clearance. And clearly that would apply to the staff. It should apply to Hillary Clinton. The American public gets to make that decision.
Right.
Which will override that decision. But the American public doesn't get to make the decision on Huma Abedin and the other folks who actively participated in what the FBI director said yesterday was an arrangement that allowed their communications to be penetrated. He did say by hostile actors. So that, to me, in and of itself, says you have not earned the right to contain or to hold a security clearance that could prevent them from working in places in the White House where there would be access to classified information.
Thank you, Chairman Mike Rogers. We'll leave it there. We have already gone over, but it's all too good to preempt. Thanks so much for joining us.